40-year biologist with the Wyoming Game and Fish, retires. This is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Stay tuned. After almost 40 years of dedicated service to Wyoming's wildlife and public, South Jackson wildlife biologist Gary Frelick has retired. Frelick began his career in 1986 as a biologist with the Wyoming Game and Fish after serving in the Air Force and earning a degree in wildlife biology from the University of Montana. Before his time with Game and Fish, Frelick held various biologist positions with the U.S. Forest Service, Montana Cooperative Fish and Wildlife Research Unit, and the Bureau of Land Management. Frelick started with Game and Fish as a biologist aide in the Green River region and later became a project biologist in Cheyenne. In 1990, he moved to Buffalo as the district wildlife biologist. 3 years later, in 93, he moved into his long-term position as the South Jackson wildlife biologist. Frelick says, "My career has been filled with adventure, accomplishments, goodwill, and above all, an invincible curiosity." As the South Jackson wildlife biologist, Frelick was instrumental in the research and management of wildlife in his district and is highly regarded for his management of the Wyoming Range mule deer herd, one of North America's most iconic mule deer herds. He played a vital role in developing the Wyoming Range Mule Deer Initiative and started the largest research project ever conducted on mule deer in Wyoming. He also spearheaded unprecedented mountain goat research in the Snake River Range and moose research in the Hoback River Basin. Frelick made extensive efforts in public outreach, most notably through the Grays River Check Station, which he operated every fall since 1993. At this check station, he collected an impressive data set, resulting in a historical photo record chronicling three decades of hunter-harvested mule deer antler characteristics from the Wyoming Range herd. A significant highlight of Frelick's career was his involvement on a committee of wildlife biologists from 1989 to 90, which documented the history and current status of private ownership of native and exotic wildlife across each state and province in North America. The committee's findings led the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission to make a landmark decision in 1990, which prohibited the private ownership of big and trophy game animals in Wyoming. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.